What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Coldplay tickets. We got to do this, you guys. We've got we have these red hot Coldplay tickets in our hot little hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
It's on.
Yeah. Here's how you win. Take the word groove, G-R-O-O-V-E, groove, and text that word to our contest line, which is 20357. 20357. The contest line, groove, the word to text there. Your chance to win tickets to Coldplay. This is a sold-out Coldplay show, May 31st, just a couple weeks from now at Stanford Stadium. This hour's code word is groove. And there are more chances for you to win at 12:05 today with Mason and twice in Jane's show, 5:05 and 6:05. Very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get any texts about Mason yesterday? Did people enjoy her first show?
You know, I can go back. I'll look. I haven't. You know, we get caught up in our own show. We're very selfish around here.
Very.
But I will I will look into it and get back to you.
Yeah. Or just text us now, 800-400-369.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. You can text if you had thoughts on it. Mason, very nice. Very nice.
By the way, I meant to do this an hour ago, and then I said, I'm going to tell you something when we get back. And then you said, you're going to forget. And I did forget. But the show Dr. Odyssey that you mentioned, which is...
it's an ABC show.
Did you say it was canceled?
It's just not on Thursday nights anymore, and they have not decided what's going to happen with it.
Don Johnson.
Oh.
Also
Don Johnson.
Nash Bridges and Miami
Vice.
Vice fame.
And Melanie Griffith.
And probably some other
Johnson.
Movies, yes. That's the TV. He's the star of... He's Dr. Odyssey.
Oh.
Dr. Odyssey is Joshua Jackson and Don Johnson as the captain of a luxury ship.
You know what's funny about this is, of course, Bob, who's 30, is like, oh, Joshua Jackson. And we're like, Joshua Jackson, who's that? Tell me more about Don Johnson.
Right.
Yeah. Do you know who Don Johnson is at all?
No.
See? What about Miami Vice? Don't say the movie from a few years back.
I've heard of it.
Mm. I mean, that's all you can ask for, right?
Right.
Just heard of it. You guys can't see each other anymore, huh?
No, Vinny.
Vinny, here's the thing about Vinny. I'm just going to just a little glimpse into the studio.
You don't need to. It'd be a good time for her. Oh, Mason was great, 707 says. Liked her voice. She seems cool.
Hmm. Any other things that we could get out of the way before I get back to my story about what you've done?
Just
what
do
you've
your
done
story
here.
Already.
So, last break, Bob told the truth about you winking at her, which is weird, you know? Seems inappropriate.
I didn't. That is not. What?
And are we taking a, are we, oh, are you making it a selfie, Bob? So Bob is going to post this up on the Sarah and Vinny Instagram or whatever thing we have. I don't even know what we have. So Vinny goes. Vinny
Stop
starts,
looking at me.
He takes
You lost your privileges.
He actually takes tissues, like Kleenex. and tapes them up, and he's got to like fold them just so that they stay up, and they're, he had to hang a bunch of them. And as I'm watching him do this, and he did it like shingles, like they're, you know, they lap each other, they're just everywhere. And I'm like, you know, paper would have worked. And then you could have written things on the paper like, you know, stop lying, I'm calling HR, I did not wink at you, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, well, I was trying to draw on the tissues and it didn't work out. You're right. Mm-hmm. Paper would have been a better choice. And I do have a pad to my left, but I didn't think of that.
Your hand is on it.
Right. You know, I didn't think of it.
I know what I'll do. I'll take these tissues, and I'll tape them up. But that's what we got going on here. So now, even though, because it hasn't stopped him from looking at her, so now he just has to crane his neck around the tissues to get his eyeballs on her. So we're putting those up, yes, at the, you want to put them on the Facebook page?
We'll put them on the Facebook page.
On the Instagram.
Mason was cute. Loved her voice. She started off with a fun story about coming into work on her first day.
Oh.
Wonderful. Oh, another one. Mason was so great. I followed her on social media for a while.
Oh, fantastic. I think she's Mason on the mic.
I think so.
On Instagram?
Mm-hmm. I follow her too. You can get her through me as well.
I would follow her, but I think my account's been disabled. I can't figure out how to get on it now. I'm serious.
Very convenient.
Well,
good one.
Let me see if it's still there. And then I'll follow her.
You know, we have a young person around here who could probably very easily fix that problem.
Oh, no, I'm on. I'm
yeah,
here.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Oh, and the first thing I see is the, you know, us in bad lighting. It's fantastic. It's great. We're working on the cameras here, everyone. So soon,
and the lighting.
The cameras, the lighting, the looking glass is coming back. And that's what Bob's here for. And we're all a little bit more attached to her than we thought we were going to be.
For the record, everyone, just we're working on it. Like, you see the lighting and the thing that we're working on.
Yep, it's a work in progress.
We moved an entire cluster of radio stations that had this, like, three floors.
Yep.
Into
one floor.
Less than one floor.
Yes, and we're working on it. We're getting it all together.
We're working it out.
Yep.
Please be patient. We do love you and want you to be with us.
Yep. Here's something.
Okay.
And I'll be interested to hear what you think. Eric, you know how, remember when Amazon was just a place to buy books?
Yeah, that's how it started, yes.
Yeah.
Honestly, barely.
You have memories of that? Were you born in 95?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You would have been, like, I want to say they were one of our first sponsors here on the show. Like, Amazon was advertising for books all the time. Like, the world's biggest bookseller.
You know what I would like to ask ChatGPT or any one of these things that would answer questions. Well,
yes,
a worthwhile question.
Let me pull it up.
How many people made a fortune from the early days of Amazon? Like, how many were there in the early days and completely tapped out 100 millionaire? Do you think it's
like the founders?
You think it's like 500 people?
Let's see.
Or more like 10,000 people.
A small but notable group of individuals made significant fortunes from Amazon's early days, mostly among its founders, earliest employees, and early investors. Here's a breakdown. Jeff Bezos, of course. They are saying they're not even, and then Mackenzie.
They can't even put a number to it.
They can't even put a number to it. He actually started, so Jeff Bezos started Amazon in 1994 with $10,000 of his own money and raised about $300,000, mostly from his parents. And now he's the richest dude in the world, basically. He's not. I think Elon's the richest. A guy named, let's see, Shel Kafam. By the way, Mackenzie Scott, who used to be Bezos' wife, she got about 4% of Amazon in their 2019 divorce, making her one of the richest women in the world. Shel Kafam, first Amazon employee and lead programmer, made probably, they're saying here, they being ChatGPT, over $100 million from equity, yep, but did not become a billionaire. Tom Alberg, Nick Hanauer.
Well, that's okay. You don't need to go through the whole list. Yeah, yes, exactly. I just was curious. Like, that started as a book company, and the people who said, I see your vision, I like it, I'm in, are now sitting on a beach.
So early days, they were one thing, and then they said, we're going to be more than that. And now they're everything. Like, I defy you to find something that you can't find on Amazon. Like, it's all there. I mean, unless someone's being a real stubborn brat about it. You will now let's look over here at Airbnb. Used to be a place where you'd find a home that someone owned and they were willing to let you at it. It was like a price. Now people just buy places and Airbnb them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's become like any other thing, a rental.
And all
place.
Your neighbors hate you because
and all
of
your
it.
Neighbors hate you, and you've bought the whole building's worth of condos or whatever. But the whole idea of it was that it was just a place that somebody owned, and you'd go stay. And the first few times we did it, it really did feel like it was somebody's house. We stayed in this place in Amsterdam, someone's incredible home. Just right there on one of those little streets. I was like, look at this. Their crap is here. Their closet is full of their clothes. Let's put them on and and have a dance party. And we did so.
Oh, then, I could never.
Well, and you can't anymore.
And
because
that's
now
why.
You'd go into someone's Airbnb and it's definitely, being turned over and used as a regular rental, like a hotel room. So Airbnb then started doing things like selling experiences where there would be a limited number of people could go to the last Blockbuster location, which is the one that springs to mind. But there've been a few things like that. Like there's a real Barbie house somewhere and there's like a, you pay for an experience you and a few friends would get to go to. Now they're saying Airbnb is adding new services. Founder and CEO Brian Chesky. I guess get to know that name. Maybe he'll be the next Jeff Bezos. Brian Chesky says they're adding new services, things like massages and personal training, plus experiences tailored to specific locations like a pastry making class in Paris or a gallery tour in New York City. And you'll also be able to rent celebrities. Chesky says that he's got dozens of famous people who are ready to participate. They will set a price and you will get a day-long experience. Initial offerings include a day playing football and eating barbecue with Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
Wow.
I was just ramping up to say nobody wants this, but people will buy that, especially in Kansas City.
Right.
The guy will stay wherever he has to stay to get access to that guy.
Right. And so, in a way, this is genius. Like, there won't be that many who are willing to do this. And you know that Patrick Mahomes is, whatever it costs to rent him on Airbnb, is a tiny fraction of what Airbnb is paying Patrick Mahomes to do this.
Well, there it is.
So, but
big stars bring, that's star power.
Right. And eyeballs on their site. And now we're going to go to Kansas City and look at what the Airbnb rates are there. We could go and visit. And then there's a day-long experience with Sabrina Carpenter and a day-long experience with Megan Thee Stallion.
These are all real big names.
Uh-huh. So I don't know if that's a sustainable thing or if this is really just sort of spokesmanship. I'm Patrick Mahomes. But they're saying these are all-day experiences. Like, if I'm Sabrina Carpenter, it is so expensive to rent me for the day. I'll do it for $5 million.
That to me is something you price yourself out of so that it goes away. And then if they keep saying yes, you go, all right, well.
Right. Except that anyone who's willing to spend $5 million on a day with me, I'm Sabrina Carpenter in this scenario, I'm a little bit worried about them. I'm a little bit scared.
Well, wait a minute.
I don't want that.
The person that spent the bulk of the money is Airbnb. Getting this package put together,
right? But
right?
What I'm saying is, for this to be a sustainable thing,
someone would have to cover their costs.
Celebrities would have to want to do this.
I think that in reality, it's just a commercial, and they're paying for the commercial, and it the same
through
way
the nose, I assume.
Well, what is it? It's Meta Glasses. There's a Meta Glasses ad right now with Hemsworth and Pratt. They're dressed real nice and they're in the museum and they're wearing the Meta glasses
stuff,
and they eat the banana and
Kim
Kardashian's mom's in it. Meta paid bank to get those two dudes to be in that thing.
Yes.
Bank.
Yeah, they paid way less for Kris Kardashian to be in that.
Right,
she
a lot
definitely
less.
The cheapest one.
Right.
So I'm in my mind, in my scenario, Thor gets more than Star-Lord.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's got to be an even.
Oh,
they're both Chris's
even.
And they both got to be paid the same
Hollywood
amount.
Chris's.
You do not want trouble.
Mm.
You do not want it coming out.
I'd like a little bit of trouble in that scenario.
But I do think that that's money well spent.
Yeah.
I remember that dumb ad.
Oh, for sure. But to me, that's like, okay, well, they paid them whatever they're going to do. This is to make somebody, to truly make somebody available to someone who's willing to pay whatever. Like, what is it going to cost? They don't put the price in here.
Sabrina Carpenter, guess how much it is to book her?
For just for a gig.
This is just what, like, I found.
A set.
$2 million
for her to play an hour set.
Vin?
I'm going to say $1 million.
Bob?
$750K.
It's between $1 million and $1.5 million.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they're saying because of her popularity change, it might be, might be more than
that.
Well,
here's the thing. Like, that is for her to show up, and that's with a bunch of people. And, you know, they've got to set up. They got to tear it down. They got to, you know, that's just her appearance fee. Like, who knows? What does it cost to have, they're calling these day-long experiences with Patrick Mahomes, Sabrina Carpenter, and Megan Thee Stallion. Like, and so Chesky, this guy, so back to this
Chesky?
Story. Not Chesky. Not from the JoJo Show.
Oh.
This is a guy who is named Brian Chesky.
Oh,
Chesky. He's the founder and CEO of Airbnb. And he's talking about these experiences, and he says he's hoping that Airbnb will get people off their damn phones. So look on your laptop. Don't do this on your phone. He says, AI is magical, but you know what's more magical than AI? The real world and people and relationships and memories.
Agreed.
Yeah. I'm not exactly sure where Patrick Mahomes fits into this, but I guess if you did spend the day with him, you would definitely be having some memories, but you'd probably also be sneaking a lot of photos on your phone and posting to social media. And doing all the stuff that people do with their phones.
I would never buy something like that ever. So I don't know what the turnout will be, but I do think that that's probably going to be super huge.
Yeah. And also, I feel like if you're Patrick Mahomes or any of these other people, Megan Thee Stallion or Sabrina Carpenter, that are the ones that are mentioned in the story, like, this is a one and done, and you're paid handsomely by Airbnb. And then maybe, like, you know that service Cameo where, like, your mom can get a message from Michael Franti? Because he sits there for an hour every day and does it for however much that costs. Like, will it be something like that? You get to have a Zoom with somebody, or, like, there aren't going to be a lot of people who are like, yes, I will give up a full day of my life at a reasonable price and take you to my favorite lunch place, and then we'll go to a movie together, and then later we'll have a pajama party. Like, it's just, that is just not going to happen.
I think it's not sustainable, like you said, but I do think it'll have its minute.
Yeah, maybe.
And then there'll be a point where, okay, this campaign has run its course.
Right.
We move on.
We can't buy any more people. Feels wrong anyway. The Menendez brothers may be participating in this soon. They have been resentenced for the 1989 murders of their parents. They call this a thing that had to happen in order for them to be released. This was a 2-day proceeding in LA, and it looks like the judge has resentenced them. Instead of being life in prison without the possibility of parole, they are now sentenced to 50 years with the possibility of parole, which means now they can go before a parole board. They've served 30 years over that, actually, and they may now, this may clear the way. So following this surprise decision, they're calling it, that this was sort of like, oh my God, this just happened. The brothers must now appear before the California Parole Board, where a panel and Governor Gavin Newsom will make the final decision on whether or not they get parole. And that they were already set to appear before this parole board on June 13th in a hearing related to the possibility of clemency. So this now they go in armed with this new sentencing where they're actually eligible for parole. So the Menendez brothers, who did murder their parents, I've been resentenced for the 1980s.
Yeah, I don't know
murders.
What to think about this. I mean, you
they were
you
kids,
just said
20
it.
And 18,
they
maybe?
Murdered their parents, and then they lived the high life for a minute before they were caught.
They were 18 and 21 when they shot their parents to death in their Beverly Hills home.
And then there's pictures of them skiing and, you know,
spending all the money.
Right. So I have a tendency to be like, why are we? But a lot of people have said they were horribly abused.
That is,
and I don't
say.
Know that to be fact, but if that's the case, maybe there is some. I know that there's just in me, if someone does me wrong, I have a tendency to be like, well, how am I going to get them back? Like, I can't be gotten over on.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And I'm actually talking about, you know, when I go surfing and someone tries to pull some stunt on me, I'm like, not only is that not okay, but I'm getting you back.
Right. But were you going to murder them, though?
No. Mm. Nope. Not at all. In fact, I want to get them back, and then I'm probably going to leave so that there's no trouble. Mm. But what I'm saying is that's we have that tendency, so it's possible they were like, I can't.
Can't take another minute of this.
I can't live in a world where that's been done to me and I have to just take that. I don't know.
Right. I don't either.
And we'll actually, let the parole board decide.
Even said, I am not suggesting that they should be freed on parole. I'm simply offering a resentencing. But it's happened. So I guess we're going to hear pretty soon. Scott Capurro will be thrilled. Isn't he in love with one of those kids?
I can't put myself in those shoes. Mm-hmm. Nothing like that was ever done to me.
Total change of pace here.
Okay.
There is a Nicolas Cage Christian Bale movie that's coming out. And in it, Nicolas Cage will be playing John Madden and Christian Bale will be playing Oakland Raiders owner Al Davis. And it's called Madden. It's a biopic.
So they're going full makeup for this deal. Oh, look at that.
It's actually kind of astounding.
That's Christian Bale on the left there.
That's Christian Bale on the left, and it's Nicolas Cage on the right. The movie's called Madden. It's a biopic of John Madden, and the picture is up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
I absolutely love it.
I knew you would.
Wow!
I also thought, okay, fine, I'll take a look, and then went, wow, Nick Cage, which I'm thinking... He's got a fake belly and a little bit of like prosthetics on his face and jowls. Is that possible?
Maybe. And a full hairdo.
Oh, yeah. So sure.
Look, that was a time makeup, but. I was watching football like a religion at that point in my life. So that what is that? The 70s they're doing there. And while I feel like, and listen, Raiders fans, relax. I'm a Niners fan, but I did love the Raiders of that era. It's undeniable what great theater they were and how much, and all the characters, Dave Casper and Biletnikoff, and like, it's really hard to see them be where they are now, knowing where they came from. And this movie will be probably very well received by Raider Nation and beyond.
What's crazy about this is the first I've heard of it. This is the first picture. And by the way, I mean, you are not like, you can see it's Nick Cage playing Madden, but it's absolutely great. But you could have put a gun to my head and I never would have been able to tell you who's playing Al Davis in that. Like, I don't know what it is about Christian Bale. He can fade into any character. It's crazy. I guess, you know, once you know, you go, okay, kinda.
Let me ask you a quick question. What's the name of the movie?
Madden.
See, that's even more interesting. Like, Al Davis was a major character in the early days of the NFL. You could have absolutely called it Davis.
Davis, right.
And let Madden just be a character in that. I mean, I know he went on to greater fame and is beloved nationwide, but Al Davis.
I don't have any time frame here. They're saying that it's currently being shot and produced in Atlanta. So they're working on this piece, but I don't have like a date or even an estimate as to when it might be ready. But
God,
it's,
I love it.
The picture in and of itself is just, it's worth a look if you want to see this. If you're a fan of the Raiders or interested in this at all, it's at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. All right, Van, I'm out of time. What you got coming up?
Let's see here. Would you rather be trash talked behind your back or not talked about at all? Oh. And more after these.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. All the info on everything we talk about on the show is up there now at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Atco Pest Control. Ticks are scary. And they just don't go away on their own. Yeah. These small pests thrive in your yard waiting for a chance to latch on and make us sick. Left untreated, a tick problem can creep in quickly and quietly. Take action today. It's a must. Mention you heard about Atco on Sarah and Vinny and get 10% off any tick treatment.
Oh.
That's mention Sarah and Vinny at Atco Pest Control and get 10% off any tick treatment.
That's pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So we have a new pope.
Yeah, I heard about that.
The old pope, imagine is hanging out with God at the moment.
Sure. I mean, you'd like to think God was like, come on in, bud.
Right.
Good job. Get up here.
Oh, fast track.
Right. Come join the other 800 popes or however many they've been. Well, we're all hanging out in here. Super fun bunch.
Right. Baseball signed by the late Pope Francis is going up for auction it's expected to command up to $15,000.
Huh.
He signed it Francisco.
I see.
Apparently,
did he throw it? Did he get like a strike? Or
it doesn't say if he threw it or what, but a collector in New York spent years trying to get Pope Francis to sign a baseball and somehow it happened. And now he's ready to part with it. You know, for some dough.
Yeah, now's the time.
They think it'll fetch more than $15,000, but popes, you know, don't usually go around signing autographs, especially on baseballs. It's a unique piece of memorabilia.
Oh, you think it might go for more?
I don't know why anyone buys anything if it doesn't have actual value in their own lives today, right now.
Well, I mean, you're like a little bit holier if you own that. Like you are a little bit more... You're closer to God because you've got the holy baseball. What is it? Do you hear something? Huh. That's
you don't hear that?
What are you talking about?
It's me, the Pope. I signed the baseball for you.
Oh, the Pope's here. Pope, why did you sign that baseball? Like, that seems like a strange thing to do.
I love the baseball. It's the holiest of all of the sports because of the bases.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Holy See. We're happy to get the $15,000 for the lovely baseball that you've signed. Thank you.
I've also got some posters in the back if you want to order them.
Do I have to carry that around with me all day? I don't like a poster.
No, you buy the poster after the concert. Don't you know any better?
Thank you. Thanks for the tip, sir, your holiness.
Even the Pope knows. Son of a biscuit.
Got any more questions?
I'm in here all day. I got nowhere to go. There's nothing to do up here in heaven.
Oh.
Just bouncing around on the clouds.
You're not hanging out with all the other dead popes? Is that
it ends up being? You're just bouncing around on the clouds.
That's fun, though.
The other popes, they're a pain in the ass. I don't like them too much.
We hardly even know them yet. I mean, it's going to take time. We have shock dying.
The other day I was driving my six-year-old home from school.
Yes.
And she said, I really want to work in a skyscraper when I grow up so I can take a bite of a cloud.
Oh, that's so cute.
And I'm like, a bite of a cloud. She said, they look so good. Mm. Okay.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, now it's time for you to get a cotton candy machine, obviously, right now. That is a bite of a cloud. That is what clouds are made of.
Skyscraper, so I can take a bite of a cloud.
Take her to New York and go up on the Empire State Building. You can get outside up there.
Well, I mean, we will eventually do that. Actually, her mom's leaving for New York this week.
Oh, what fun.
Well, for her mom, yes. Yeah. It'll be very
way to go,
fun.
Christina.
She's going to eat all the stuff and have all the fun and do all the city things.
Sure.
And
some pizza.
Yeah.
I run into some Italians.
Probably. Anyway, the new American Pope, Pope Leo, is from Chicago, and he is also a baseball fan.
Actually,
we don't know if Francisco.
He's definitely a football fan. Come on.
But he, Leo, though, is from Chicago and is a White Sox fan, and someone spotted him in the crowd in some old footage of Game 1 of the Chicago White Sox World Series run in 05.
Oh, my God.
So he was someone that was there. As a young, much younger person, but anyway, real fan.
It's exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting. And the Pope, he's an American guy. That's
fun.
For
the first time.
Yep. Okay, 1 in 7 people would rather be trash talked behind their backs than not mentioned at all.
Oh, I can't believe it's only 1 in 7. A lot of times people trash talking you is because they're jealous. So,
well, and I think that that's what that is.
Yeah. So I would
also
think I'd rather have people trash talking me than not be talked about at all.
It might be better to be remembered in one way or another.
Sure. One way. Right.
Than not
it's
at
like
all.
Any publicity is good publicity. Oh, you're talking about me? Well, I must be doing something right then.
When someone says your ears must have been burning.
That, yeah.
What does that mean?
People are talking about you.
Doesn't matter good or bad.
Right.
So
it's just.
Were your ears burning?
Were your ears burning? We were just talking about you.
I got it.
Also, you know, when somebody walks in and you're talking about them, they're obviously the devil. Speak of the devil and he shall appear. You've never heard that? Like if I'm talking about you with Bob and you walk into the room, you're the devil.
That must be a new one from you.
Oh, you think?
Well,
that's old one. That's
I've
old
I've never
saying.
Heard you say that one.
You never heard speak of the devil?
Well, I've heard speak of the devil. I've never heard speak of the devil and he shall appear.
That's the whole saying. That's
right.
The whole...
Well, I needed the other part. Now you've filled in the blanks. Good job. Mm. You should really put all your sayings into some place where we can read them all at once.
Coming up with new sayings.
Speak of the devil and he shall appear.
Yes.
And then there's me. Hello.
Hi, I'm the devil.
Is that what you're saying? All right.
Yeah. Then you go, oh, were your ears burning? We're just talking about you.
There's a new study out which says 15% of people would rather be trash talked behind their backs than not mentioned at all. The researchers conducted 5 experiments with more than 2,000 participants, and in the end, they found that a solid 64% of people want to be gossiped about behind their backs, especially if it's something positive.
Oh. Well, I mean, I don't understand. I feel like gossip is usually...
bad.
Not yeah, it's bad stuff. Like I don't it doesn't even qualify as if you're saying nice things about someone, it doesn't really qualify as gossip.
I really don't even do you put any time into thinking about what someone may or may not be saying behind your back?
Not really.
I put none
but
into
I definitely
it. Zero.
I do gossip, absolutely, even about like friends of mine.
Do this? Oh, I was gonna say, well, you do the celebrity trash. I mean that's
so
what
I am,
do
yeah.
For
no,
a
that
living.
Is what I do for you,
and
right?
You kinda gossip about people on the air. So
that is true.
Friends.
I know I'm always saying stuff about my friends on the air.
Yeah.
But
I'm
they
really
you know they can break up with me if they need to, but they won't because they love me and I love them too. Right, Marianne? All the things I've said about you, you're always late. You kick people in the chest all the time.
Who'd she kick in the chest?
John, she's kicked him in the chest like 3 times.
Like a full-blown
like,
karate
kick. Get
away
from me. I'm kicking you in the chest.
Oh, she really likes him.
I know.
Wow.
I know. Pat's in trouble. If I croak first, like, Marianne's coming for John.
Wait. If you croak,
yes.
Marianne's leaving Pat for
yes.
John.
Oh, oh, definitely. Oh, my God.
Oh.
John's catch.
I understand.
Pat's kind of whiny. A little bit of a bitch.
See? There you go.
See, but he still loves me, and I love him, too.
Pat.
Pat knows. That's, this is not surprising to Pat. Hi, Pat.
Pat.
What about Pat?
He's whiny.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Oh.
He's very whiny. And me and him, we have it out all the time. Like, whenever there's a, yeah, oh, you're agreeing. Yeah.
Yeah, he's whiny.
Pat's super whiny. And then when you're playing a game, he's even whinier. Because, oh, God forbid there be rules for a game.
The researchers concluded that social invisibility is a fate worse than being bad-mouthed.
Oh.
So, there
people
it
just,
is.
People want to be talked about.
A Florida ER doctor's post is going viral after he revealed the six-word phrase from men that's a huge red flag that something is really wrong.
Oh.
So this happens enough that there's probably doctors around that will hear this and agree.
Okay. Listen up to our resident surgeon, Deepak.
An ER doctor in Jacksonville, Florida, trending after he revealed the six-word phrase he sees as a huge red flag, specifically when guys say it. Whenever he hears this phrase, he assumes something very serious has gone wrong with this man's health. The phrase is, "My wife made me come in."
Oh. It's because you're whining so much.
It's a red flag because men are more likely to ignore health issues or tough it out, hoping it's going to go away instead of seeing a doctor. So if your wife made you come in, there's a good chance there's a real problem here.
Right. That's interesting.
Is this gaping head wound a problem?
Yeah, because I really feel like I got it under control.
I put my hat on and then I just was like, it's going to be fine.
Mm.
You really? Stitches, maybe?
Put one of those butterfly things on it. It'll be fine. A little duct tape.
Anyway, there
my
it is.
My wife made me
my
come in.
My wife made me come in
and
is
then
a red flag.
Immediately they all go.
Oh, God.
Okay, there's something really wrong here.
Get the paddles.
Right.
Clear.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
You ever have Nutella?
Yeah, I love Nutella.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Hazelnut.
Nutella just announced it's that what it is? It's hazelnut?
Isn't it like a chocolate hazelnut spread?
My kids have it. My kids eat it. Actually, I take that back. Only one of them can eat it, but she does. Nutella has announced its first new U.S. flavor in 61 years.
Oh my God. What's it going to be?
It's peanut.
Chocolate and peanut or just peanut?
Normally, Nutella is chocolate and hazelnuts. So now they're just going to do chocolate and peanut.
I'll try that. I think that sounds delicious. I mean, everybody's had a peanut butter chocolate chip sandwich before, right?
You mean a Reese's peanut butter cup?
No, just like a sandwich with peanut butter and chocolate chips on it. I'm the only one who's ever done that? Come on. Come on.
You took 2 pieces of bread.
Nobody?
You took...
You guys think about it.
You know, it sounds great, but
two pieces of bread.
Sometimes I'll just put chocolate chips and roll up a white piece of white bread and eat that. It's gone.
That's a new one.
No, I've never heard of that.
Huh.
You put some peanut butter on a piece of bread.
Yes, and then I stick.
Then you drop chocolate chips, those like bittersweet ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you put another piece of bread
on top.
And then you take bites of it like that's some kind of sandwich.
Yes.
That is some kind of horse you know what. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. And if you add fluff or nutter, it's delicious. And you can even do it with just plain jelly. Or just with the peanut butter and the chocolate.
Peanut butter, chocolate.
And actually, I just thought of something.
Sandwich.
What if you know how you do like a grilled cheese? Like, what if you did a grilled peanut butter chocolate chip sandwich? How good would that be?
I need it.
Right? Melt all the chocolate. Even the peanut butter would be kind of runny.
Have you guys ever heard what she's talking about?
They're saying no.
Okay. I've never heard of that.
Yeah. Well, now you have. I wonder if you'll try it.
Aren't
you a little bit hungry right now for a peanut butter chocolate sandwich?
I'm not.
I don't know. Keep thinking about it. I bet you get pretty hungry. Nacho boy.
I really am just trying to get my act together. We just finished painting the house, so life has gotten considerably better.
You mean you're getting your act together as in you can't possibly stoop to a peanut butter and chocolate sandwich?
Yeah, I need to exercise and drop 10 pounds immediately. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, maybe leave off the peanut butter.
Introducing the peanut butter chocolate sandwich into my life right now is not what I need. Oh,
sounds like winning to me.
Yesterday,
I haven't had one of those in a really long time.
As the painters were picking up for the final day,
yes,
and putting the final stuff away,
it
came out spectacular. Looks better than I. Listen, I might sometimes come in here with very like unedited opinions about things happening in my life, and sometimes it might land on my wife or whatever, but that's just because I'm living it in the moment and living it for real. And when she said to me, "We're changing the color of the house," I went, "Why? It's fine. Let's just get paint on this house and be done with it." She was like, "Nope, we're doing this color." And I was like, "Whatever you want."
Is there a trim color too, or is it all white?
It's white with like a bluish black kind of color.
Ooh.
It's kind of a weird thing, but I it didn't matter to me. I went, let's just get it done. We got to get paint on this house. This is what we're doing. Okay, fine. It looks beyond belief. Like, so much better.
That's great.
To get rid of the tan and the, there was a tan and an orange, and now it's white and this blue-black color. It just looks amazing.
If you take some pictures, I would love to see it.
Okay. I'm shocked that it came out. Anyway, when they were cleaning up, I was like, oh my God, we get our life back. Yeah. It's been two and a half weeks.
Yeah, it took a long time for them to do
that. I know you live in a state of total never stopping.
At all times, there's some construction going on.
What do we call you again?
Sarah Winchester.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of the Winchester Mystery House.
Yes.
Never stopping.
Never stopping.
What's currently under construction there?
Well, we did just finish up a thing, but we have one more thing to do with it. It's the surround for the hot tub. It's the surround. So, because I didn't really want
like
it
a deck.
To be. No, it's walls that are surrounding the hot tub.
Walls.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but they're not full walls. They're walls that have like a, it has a frame from recycled deck wood and hog wire. And then I planted the Hergenbergia something. I call them the Hergenberger vines. They're the ones with like the purple flowers that drape down.
They're going to
not wisteria
into the water.
Nope. They're going to climb up the hog wire that I have in the frame that's between the posts in this thing that surrounds the.
So it'll be
hot tub. Aren't you glad you asked? Aren't you so glad you asked?
Well, I'm trying to understand it. So it'll be surrounded by this vine of some.
Yes, it'll be surrounded.
And do you have a path in without any?
No, you have to climb over the walls.
Get out
to
of
get
here.
In. Of course, there's a path.
Well, I don't know what you're doing over there. Who ever heard of putting vines on the outside of your hot tub?
I didn't say that. It's on the wall. The wall, in quotes. It's really more like it's like a trellis that surrounds it.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Don't laugh at that, Bob. You laughing at me.
Sarah, I have totally done the PB and chocolate chip sandwich. Yum.
It's so good.
Old man Chris from Vacaville.
Yeah. You can do it open face too if you want. I mean, you don't have to have the bread on the top, but it is nice to have it, you know, like a sandwich. It makes it feel more legit if you put that top piece of bread on.
Yes, Sarah, I have tried the peanut butter and chocolate chip sandwich. Also, I used to take a flour tortilla, spread peanut butter on it, and put a few chocolate chips in there and roll it up. Put it in the microwave for a few seconds.
Oh, Lord.
So the chocolate chips would get.
Gets better and better. All melty.
Oh, never. Mm. Did you ever used to take, anybody used to just take a flour tortilla, put butter all over it and heat that up and then roll it up and just eat a butter tortilla?
Oh, no.
Oh, I used to do that.
I do that.
You do that?
Yeah, I do it currently.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's not quite a quesadilla because there's no cheese, but it's a warmed up tortilla
with butter.
It's
like a nice piece of bread to have with some soup or something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's good. I used to do that a lot. And if you dip it, if you got a good hot sauce you like, when I was a kid, I could eat it.
Buttery.
Oh, yeah.
So it's sort of salty and buttery.
Well, you know, that's kid food.
Yeah.
You come in for lunch and no one's around. You go, what can I do by myself real quick? And so if there's a full loaf of bread, you go cinnamon sugar toast.
Mm.
And if that's not there, then you go for the buttered tortilla.
I haven't had cinnamon sugar toast in a while.
Cinnamon sugar toast, now you're talking my language.
Mm. Oh, you know that?
So good.
Mm.
Could you eat a whole loaf of bread? Like, you have to pull off, right?
No, I can't have it at all because I won't stop. So I, like, 2 years ago, I said no more.
Oh.
I sat down with myself. Looked myself in the eye and I said, you can't have cinnamon sugar toast anymore. Unless
once
my mommy
in a while,
makes it for me.
You could have it.
So listen to this. This was many years ago. My oldest daughter, I was telling her, like, I'm going to make you a snack from when I was a kid. I'm going to make you cinnamon sugar toast. And I got the toast and I put it in and I buttered it real good like you're supposed to. So it's melty butter.
Hold on, the
and
sugar
I grabbed
and the cinnamon.
The stuff from the cabinet and I put the cinnamon sugar and mix it up and I put it on and I put it in front of my kid and I'm like, oh God, she's gonna love this. And she takes a bite and she kind of pushes it away. And she goes, it's too spicy. And I'm like, it's too spicy. Cinnamon sugar toast is too spicy. It turns out my mom, when she last visited, had put salt in a container and didn't label it salt.
Oh.
And I thought it was sugar, so I made her cinnamon salt toast.
Oh.
And so she took a bite of that and was like, oh, Dad
That's
likes gross
me.
Stuff.
Oh.
Did you then rectify the situation by making a new set of toast pieces?
Her entry into the cinnamon sugar toast world was completely soiled by the cinnamon salt toast I made her. Oh.
How could you?
And I was like, too spicy. You eat that. Are you nuts? Turns out it's not edible.
Oh. Because of how much sugar you would normally use.
And how much salt
right.
it actually was. I'm sorry, I've killed our time. What's coming up in the trash?
The Weezer Wife Chronicles continue.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores?
How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.